So today I'm delighted to have with me Penny Power. Penny is founder of Ekademy, the largest social network in Europe, which focuses on relationships. And what I want to talk to Penny about today is the background to Ekademy, how it started, its values, how Ekademy differs from other networks, and a bit about the future, as well as obviously how Ekademy really supports the small business owner or the individual entrepreneur. So welcome, Penny.
Thank you very much.
So it's 9 years now, isn't it, since Ekademy started?
It is. We hit our 9th birthday in February this year, and it's now nearly the end of March. Yeah, so just over 9 years.
So can you tell us a bit about how that started?
Well, interestingly, when I came up with the idea, I was actually at home as a mummy with my 3 young children. My youngest was 6 months, and I had a 5 and a 3-year-old. And Thomas had gone self-employed, leaving the corporate world, where he'd enjoyed a good career, and went self-employed in the e-business market as a consultant and writer and author, and was doing very well. But what I observed in that is that when you leave a corporate, you have a very clear skill set that you use, and that tends to be what you decide you're going to go out and grow your employed income from. But running a business isn't just about being your personal flame. It's not just about knowing a particular area of expertise. It's a whole raft of bookkeeping and marketing and IT and loads of things, which actually you want to stay in your flame all the time, but those tend to be the things that take you into your wax and reduces your time that you can spend. So I said to Thomas, apart from watching the isolation of being self-employed, isn't there also an opportunity to have collaborative arrangements on an internet site where people could build relationships, build trust, and from that share business with one another, and where somebody else, his flame might be being an expert in at the internet and speaking, somebody else's flame might be being a bookkeeper. That's what we started, very much at the time in the e-business sector. And then as a result of the dot-com crash in 2000, which we survived, and it was a very painful period for a huge amount of our community, everybody inside the community evolved into more general business to survive, and that's when the Ekademy evolved from business audience into a general business audience that we find today.
So in the early days of Ekademy then, Penny, what type of people were members and what were they getting out of Ekademy in the startup stage?
Well, in the very early days, 98 to 2000, we were part, accidentally so, because as I said, I was a mother at home. I actually didn't really have any understanding of, apart from what Thomas was teaching me, of what was happening in the internet market. I just had this passion to use the internet in this way. But what we were attracting is all the other people involved in this huge dot-com boom, major hype. We very quickly did offline events. In fact, we launched in the February of 98, but our offline event was at the IOD in Pall Mall in the March. And the members that were coming very clearly from that industry, and they were from the internet industry, they were media lovies, you could say, you know, people who were from designers, graphic designers, web designers. They were the geeks, or the technical people. So very much in that market, in that space, creating all the hype that was being talked about.
But very much, even at those early stages, what you wanted from this network was that it would be built on relationships first.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I've never been an advocator of just connecting business cards for the sake of connecting business cards. And I know there are some fantastic websites like LinkedIn that, you know, we encourage members to use that as a way of finding contacts. But what we really believe in is depth, the depth of the relationship. And, you know, networking, how well somebody else knows you and how well you know the person, so that you can collaborate and become advocates for one another. You can't do that without having a relationship. Otherwise, contact list is no different to having a Rolodex on your desk. And Ekademy has very much grown up from that.
So how have you seen the membership change over those 9 years then, Penny?
Well, this is the amazing thing about a community, and this is what I think the corporations are needing to wake up to more and more, is that a community, although you own a social network, the community owns the content and owns the conversation. And the community know whether or not they trust where they're meeting. But apart from that, they just want to make sure that you provide really good ethics and really good code so that they can live happily and successfully inside that community. And when it went from being a dot-com business full of dot-com people and that crash occurred and it needed to evolve, it was the community that did that. Because I remember in 2000 when we had this amazing meeting, 500 members came to a meeting in London, and we just were overwhelmed by it. You were sort of, you had that sort of feeling like you ticket in your hand and you'd just been told it was the right number. It was an incredible feeling for everyone. And then suddenly the lastminute.com crash occurred and it became like a ghost town, and it was literally like everybody was looking for that lottery ticket that they knew they'd won, but actually they'd just lost it and it's somewhere in their house. Everybody was just looking mesmerized. They were, couldn't believe that all their hopes, dreams, aspirations had gone. But these were all good people. You know, they were ahead of the market. They saw the opportunity. And they then, knowing that they loved, trusted, and enjoyed the code that we had and the environment that we created, they then started to invite different types of people into the network. And Academy's grown completely by that word of mouth. And they were inviting general people in. And so it was from about 2001 through to halfway through 2002, suddenly our members had evolved Academy into a general business network. And, you know, thanks to them, it's fantastic. So you have to give a community that freedom. You can't tell them what they have to be. And actually, if you do that, they save your butt.
Yeah.
And they did. And it's fantastic, absolutely wonderful now to see the huge range of skills that people can call upon inside the network.
And as you say, probably very early stages, 9 years ago, when you were having that discussion in Pizza Express, you couldn't have set the vision out or the criteria of how 9 years later Academy would look and feel. It's been, yeah, as you say, very much evolved and created by the participants themselves.
Absolutely. I mean, we always say that Thomas is the brain of Academy, I'm the heart of Academy, and Glenn's our nervous system, but the members are the pulse. And without that constant beat, we wouldn't be alive. So absolutely it's down to the members and how fantastic they are, the clubs they run, the lessons they help us learn. You know, we're always listening to them, to ourselves in the community, so that we can always listen and hear. It can be very painful. I mean, that, being that close to your customers and having nearly 150,000 members approaching now, giving you their opinions about how you should run your business. It's very painful, but you have to be broad-shouldered and look for those nuggets of help where you think, yeah, they're absolutely right. And actually, if you don't listen, you very quickly spot the problems that you've created for yourself, because you can see it overnight on a statistic. See, it's incredible. It's an incredible business model.
And in terms of that membership now, I mean, it's not just diverse in terms of the individuals and the industry that they represent, but also total diversity in terms of nationality now, isn't it?
It is. It's fantastic, actually. If you sort of imagine, Academy started almost offline before the idea of Academy was born. It was like a pasta suppers around Thomas's and my kitchen. And myself, I've always been big networkers and loved having lots of friends and industry friends around. And as it evolved, you can imagine it sort of starting in Farnham in Surrey in the UK, and it sort of radiated out in a circle. And as another town came on board, and another town. And now it's over 80 countries, and we're seeing great growth in America, in India, in Asia, Australia, New Zealand, Poland, Czech, Romania. You know, we're seeing these growths where you get these pockets of leaders that say, this is a fantastic idea. I will want to start a club in my town so that the members can meet and help one another in my town. And then you just see it radiate from those places of like little hotspots all around the world. Mm. And that's the idea behind A Friend in Every City. We want people to be able to travel around the world, and we hear it every day, and know that they've got an Academy member in that city that can help them, meet them at the airport, to other people, create friendships, even help them plan gap years for their children.
I have my own personal story about that. When a friend of mine who is an international speaker in the area of women's enterprise was asked to speak in Delhi. And on the panel, she was just talking to one of her fellow speakers, and the subject of Ekademi came up. And this person in Delhi said, "Oh, do you know Elaine Gold? Because I've connected with her on Ekademi." And my friend was just absolutely amazed that.
You see, that's the power of personal branding, isn't it? That, you know, what other way could you actually be talked about in Delhi?
Living
in the UK. I mean, that opportunity to brand yourself and get known around the world is just incredible, isn't it?
It is, it is. And that is, as you say, one of the advantages of membership of an international network like this is that it does help you to establish your brand. And obviously that's a risky thing too, because you can very quickly damage your brand on such a large network as such as this.
You can. And we try to help people understand that just by reading the ethos of the site. Hopefully people can understand what we're about. But the online behaviour is, it's very important to understand that. You're so transparent online. It's so easy to not be forgiven for what you have said or done, because it's Googled and it's there forever. And the ethics of Ekademi is we do say that we'll protect members. We don't allow harassment or abuse to take place about another member. Anything that, where even if it was a substantiated claim against a member, we say it mustn't be in an open forum, because you can't allow those things, because it's indexed into Google and it can be found forever, and one's reputation needs to be protected by yourself foremost, but also by the social network that you're trusting to help you learn that.
Over the years, Penny, you must have heard some amazing stories about how membership has supported maybe an individual consultant or a small business over the years. Anything particularly sort of strike you?
Actually, I was at a Black Star Day, which is our premium membership area of Ekademi, and Thomas and I attend these events, and talked to a lovely gentleman, which I know he won't mind me saying, because he's going to share this story on a blog, Derek Bishop, who you probably know, Elaine, and he was talking to me about this whole feeling of when you leave a corporate, and this phrase is being coined, the corporate refugee. He said, you know, he left a corporate thinking, obviously, that he's going to have the lifestyle and make a life decision to be around more with his family and do the things that he'd always hoped to do rather than be a commuter, and left with his network of corporate contacts and clients, and left with ability and the skills that he had, and very quickly got two clients, and actually didn't see the need to create a new network until he lost those two clients. And we hear these stories all the time. It's so easy to lose a client, no matter how skilled you are. I mean, Derek's a very skilled man, but you know, you can lose clients for reasons outside of your own control. And suddenly he realized that actually 6 months on, that corporate network weren't very interested in him anymore anyway, because they didn't perceive him to be very useful anymore to them in their world. And he had to go out and find a new network, and that's when he stumbled over Ekademi and became a Black Star. And he said, you know, he's now embedded so much in it, that the collaborative stuff, the advocates he has, the associations that he has with other members, is now become a major part of his marketing, and his customer relationships have been born through that. So it is wonderful. They are wonderful stories.
Mm-hmm. What would be the profile of a typical member?
In January of our members, and over 2,700 members submitted answers to this survey, which is a tremendous source. And we know that they're between the age 35 and 54 on average. You know, that is there's obviously younger, and we're wanting to encourage more of the MySpace people to move on when they're starting to look for building their careers into Ekademi. We've got more and more young entrepreneurs, which is fantastic, but they tend to be in that age bracket. Self-employed is a very large chunk of it. About 65% of our members are self-employed or freelance. So it's very much you, me type people, actually, Elaine. You know? And the lovely thing about that is I think when people reach a middle age, you know, I think there are various ways that people can have a midlife crisis, isn't there? You know, go off and have an affair, go and learn to ride a motorbike, buy a Harley, they can buy their big red flashy sports car, or they can actually decide, look, I actually want to be doing some more purpose in my life. And we find a lot of people have chosen that route, and they come into Ekademi and they come to try and look for business, but actually they find a lot more about themselves.
Yeah. I've heard that frequently with people.
Yeah. They want to know, you know, what makes their true talent. How can they go back to the roots of what they, the reasons they think they actually exist on this earth, and where they can really make a difference, and how they can align their skills, which is in their brain, with their talent, which I was, you know, is in your heart, and how can you align those two things and actually build a life that's got a lot more meaning to it. Mm. So I think that's why this whole attitude of winning by sharing and, you know, putting the other person first is very fundamental in the academy. It's because people are sort of mature and realise you don't get anywhere without helping others.
Mm. What's your vision for the future then, Penny?
Well, we want to grow and grow throughout the cities of across the world, with aligning the online world and the offline world. Unique is this whole depth of relationships that we encourage, and the fact that we run over, at the moment, the members are running over 400 meetings a month, and the value in those meetings is enormous, from, you know, people being able to meet and also hear speakers and stronger, deeper relationships. So we're wanting to really to see Academy spreading into every city across the world, so that people have always got that safe haven wherever they are, to build their business, and know that the people there who can be their mentors, their guides, their advocates, and I suppose it would be like a self-employed corporation, but you've got all the safetiness of having people around you, the whole waterhole type feeling of being in a corporate where you can talk about your life and how things are going at home, and feel care around you, but you have a complete control over your day-to-day life and work whatever hours you want to work. But it's nice to know that there's people you can party with or go meet for a coffee in a Starbucks, or, you know, so that's how we see it growing, city by city and relationship by relationship.
And there's some interesting projects that have developed out of Academy, haven't they? Like the whole area of Academy publications now. So
yeah, there's some fantastic things occurring now. We always wanted to see Academy as somewhere that people could come and make money. So we've added things like chargeable clubs. So people can now have effectively a cash till on the front of their club, which enables them, if they're a training organisation or a service organisation, or they sell their time by the hour, to actually put that on the site and take money on Academy and trade in that way through that. We've also got people giving advice and being able to charge for it on how to write a really good profile, how to design a really good profile. We've got Academy Press that are helping people to their books, because they say everybody's got a book inside them, and certainly the experts in Academy, so many people have got so much they can share. So we are wanting to see Academy as somewhere where people can see as a marketplace for them as well as somewhere where there is the ability to find associates and advocates. So it's these relationships aren't just about having people recommend you. There are relationships that can actually create direct income from it as well.
Hmm. I know that listeners to this interview, some will be already members of Academy, but there will be a large number who maybe have heard of Academy, maybe have dipped in, or maybe even not even heard of Academy yet. What advice would you have for somebody who's new to Academy or just about to explore it, or really not sure how to really make the best of it?
Okay, well, it's a very good question, that, Elaine, because I get asked that, especially as this network. This isn't a MySpace or a Facebook. This is a mature place where mature things are happening and people are looking for business opportunities as well as friendships. And, you know, if I start off looking at the generation behind us, and I'm sure you feel this about your son, I look at my daughter and my sons and how the way that they have work. It's unbelievable on MySpace, Bebo and Facebook. They already know how to write a profile, how to blog, how to build a reputation, how to look after their reputation, how to make sure the people in their network know what they stand for. And so that as they grow up and they move into universities and people are Googling about them and they're looking for work, they will have grown a network of maybe 3,000 or 4,000 people that they've met on holiday, at tennis camps, at golf clubs, or wherever they've been. They're maintaining those relationships. Now that is just unbelievable. Now, if you and I were into our 70s, which undoubtedly we're going to need to because the population is getting older, we're going to have to be competing with these people. And these people, this generation of people, are going to know how to portray themselves as an expert on Google. and how to find other experts, and they're going to understand the whole way that the World Wide Web works and the whole way of being able to explore the opportunities within it. They're not thinking about advertising and yellow pages, and they're thinking of personal branding. Mm. So the first thing is to really overcome the barrier of, do I want to do this or not? Because I don't think you have the option anymore. It's a skill that people have to learn. Take some time to it. Find a social network that you trust and like, and get wet. Dive in, spend some time, invest your time in it, because it's a huge part of your business in the future. Now, once they're inside, they've made that decision and they've had the confidence to join up, they then need to learn about, how are they an expert? Why does somebody want to give them some money and not somebody else? Anybody can search on an accountant, a business consultant, a life coach, a property expert, but you've got to have something that's unique to you. And you've got to know how to communicate that well. And that's where your network can help you. And the advice that you get just in the... It's quite a cathartic experience just writing your profile to begin with. Mm. Because you really have to think about it then. Because that is you in the profile. That's the bolts. That's the whole you. Who you are and what you do. If you're not getting very many hits to your visits to your profile, it means you're not writing enough blogs. You've got to get out there and market yourself. Write blogs. Whenever you see a blog where you can add a comment and share your knowledge, do that and get known as an expert inside this new place. And then look for the random connections. Make friends with as many people as you can, because I can't tell you how many times a day Thomas and I get asked for connections. We're constantly acting like a switchboard, and so are many, many other members. Like a switchboard, oh, you need to speak to this person, you need to speak to that person. You need to have a brand in order to be that person that somebody's going to pass through. So, you know, it's two ways. One, you've got to decide to get wet. You can't ignore this. And secondly, there is no point in joining a social network and not getting involved. That's like going to an offline networking event and sitting under a table. You've got to be there. You've got to be present. And if you're not getting many people contacting you, then basically you're not really getting wet enough, not getting involved enough. And all the clubs, or start a club. Because if you start a club, you by default become the leader of that club and the leader of whatever your club is going to talk about, whether it's tennis or customer service for management, whatever it is, you know, join or start your own club.
Really helpful, Penny, and I think it's going to be fascinating to get some responses back from people as they listen to this too. We've been fortunate enough to engage in a dialogue with listeners to these programs, and it's good to get their feedback too. And great advice for anybody who's not a member of Academy. I personally definitely recommend it. As you've said, people do contact you directly on Academy, and you're very open to that and welcome into that, as are many of the members of Academy. And we will obviously, with this audio download, be putting links to Academy. And I just thank you again for your time today and all that you've given us with Academy.
Thank you, Elaine.